Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome. Welcome, friends, to the debut episode of Grand Central on Joy Radio. As the excellent baritone announcer shared, my name is Tim Huff, and I am humbled and so pleased to be Grand Central's on-air host. Now then, the shows are brief, just 15 minutes weekly, but in real time, whether listening live or sometime through the week online, listening in your car as you safely navigate traffic or from your living room couch, whenever and wherever you are listening, my hope and prayer is that grandparents, great-grandparents, and what we call grand friends might find a bit of encouragement and or blessing and or ideas and information that brings a bit of goodness into your grandparenting journey. And for anyone else listening, hey, welcome aboard. I don't think you'll have to be a grandparent or of grandparenting age to catch some really interesting and sometimes fun stuff if you're tuning in. And of course, aside from how these few minutes together might have a bit of impact weekly, a year from now, we will have crafted 52 of these bite-sized shows into a substantial little library of inspiration, honor, and resourcing. It will be accessible to anyone at any time, and I am pretty jazzed about that. Okay, so there's a little bit of dreaming out loud for you. What about right now, show number one? Well, I thought it would be insightful in the least and hopefully helpful for certain for you, the listener, to have some context for the show. Who am I, Tim, the show's host, and what might you, the listener, expect? Solid questions, for sure. First of all, yes, I am indeed a grandpa to a wonderful four-year-old boy named Jackson, and he calls me Pop Pop. And he is such a joy to me and to his Grammy, my wife of 37 years, Diane. Diane and I have two kids. Our daughter and her husband are Jackson's excellent parents, and my son and his dear wife have been married for just 1 year. Now, you must be thinking, there must be more in the mix than having one grandson to take on or get to present a radio show focused on grandparenting. So many of you listening have several grandkids and years of more grandparenting experience. I know you are so right. And who knows, maybe some of you will be guests on the show. But here's a bit of added context about me as your host. I began working with Youth Unlimited, Youth for Christ, when I was 22 years old, and now I'm 60 years old, which feels startling to say out loud, I've got to say. Anyway, without getting too deep into the details here in week one, I will just say the arc of my youth ministry work has seen grandparents show up time and time again for the children and youth in their lives in very profound ways. You see, much of my career has been serving among homeless and street-involved youth across GTA, across Canada. Lots of heavy, hard, complicated, and beautiful stuff and all that, for sure. But there's lots of complexity to unpack about the lives of the kids I've spent years upon years with. And lots of that will come up, I'm guessing, including stories and references to grandmas and grandpas who have shown up in no less than superheroic ways for the grandchildren that they cherish. For the past decade, again with Youth Unlimited, I have been leading a program called the Compassion Series. Now, if you go to grandcentral.ca, now there's a dash in there, that's grand-central.ca, you'll find a quick and easy click to the Compassion Series website with lots of interesting things about the ways we have been working to help educators, parents, yes, and grandparents navigate important and meaningful conversations with kids. Like how to talk to kids about, or as we say, helping children understand, homelessness, helping children understand disabilities, exploring fear and anxiety with children, how families can discuss critical and chronic illnesses with children, important things like that. In fact, you can find books I've written or co-written and illustrated on all those subjects that I would suggest are pretty ideal for grandparents as much as anyone else. Hey, there's some super fun stuff there too, like coloring pages and a family Christmas book and a book published only a few months ago of all new nursery rhymes that I wrote and illustrated for families to share. And be assured, I wrote that one in full grandpa mode. In fact, I told you that my grandson calls me Pop Pop. And this book is actually called Pop Pop's Nursery Rhyme Parade. So, some of that stuff will no doubt be referenced along the way on this Grand Central Radio journey, but I'm just sharing it now briefly, primarily so you'd know of my heart and a bit of my backstory and how it fits in for you as a listener to Grand Central. Again, all of that, including where to find these books, is at grand-central.ca. With all that said, while my books are for sale, as my publisher would surely want me to mention, selling books is not what I'm about. Even as I share the subject matter with you, please know 100% of my author-illustrator royalties go to charity. None of it is kept from me. It's so important to me that you know that. I live fully as a faith support staff member for Youth Unlimited. I make no money from my books, and please hear me, I make no money from doing this radio show. Okay, then. That's more than enough about me, but at least you know who I am now. Now, what about this little weekly radio show? If you tune in on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. or listen to this online at some other time at your convenience, what might you expect? Let me start with the tone. Yeah, the tone. Listen, all of the fruit of the spirit virtues are vital, of course. But there are two that feel extra countercultural to me. And those are the ones that I hope the tone of this show speaks to. Gentleness and goodness. There's no doubt we will tackle some tough issues. Issues that are often not simple for grandparents to navigate. But I promise we will do it in a manner that is gentle. Hear me clearly, not weak, not wishy-washy, but gentle. The goodness part comes from the show's primary agenda to do three things: inspire, honor, and resource. Now, these shows are presented on a Christian radio station with a Christian host, me, who works for a Christian organization. So the heartbeat of this radio show will reflect a loving God and a Jesus who cherishes the least of these. Absolutely, of course. But the sensibility of it will intentionally likewise be warm and invitational for those who might not call themselves Christians. Grand Central is meant to be a safe harbor for all listeners, whether they are on a faith journey or where they're on a faith journey. Please, friends, hear that clearly. We will share lots, but we will force nothing. Know that you are welcome, whoever you are, truly. All right, then. Some of the shows will be like this first one. I mean, and that I will be taking it on solo. Just me talking to you about something I believe is interesting or timely or intriguing for grandparents to learn about, process, ponder, or stuff to pray about. But many of the shows will include a guest with me in the studio. Some might be high profile, like my dear friend and fellow grandparent, acclaimed singer-songwriter Steve Bell, who is booked to join me a few times over the season ahead. Others might be specialists around subjects that will be of interest or provide helps for grandparents, like Youth Unlimited's head of church and family resources, Paul Robertson. Yes, also a grandparent. And then some weeks my guests might simply be a really lovely and fun and inspiring grandmother or grandfather with a sweet or inspiring story to tell or a challenge to share. ideally, all in all, my every effort will work towards having you feel that the variety of the show speaks to you well. The shows are diverse and compelling. In fact, over the next few weeks, we will dive into some feedback I already have from over 100 grandparents who responded to an in-depth questionnaire about their grandparenting experience. Common grandparent hurdles and fears and joys and hopes. There is a motivational speaker and author out there named Joshua J. Marine. And one of his most famous quotes is, "Challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful." I'm not sure if you agree, especially at this chapter in your life, but it is an interesting notion to ponder on. Here it is again. Challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Well, we know that grandparenting has its challenges, but even more so, we know it's so meaningful. So all the right words are there, that's for sure. Oh my, look at that. Our time is up already. Grand Central show number one is in the books. I'm so glad you joined me, and I really hope you will again. As I say farewell today, know this, I am a great believer in benedictions. I mean, wow, how great would it be if you were sent on your way after every group endeavor with a blessing? And so, a Grand Central benediction for you. This is one that I hope to share at the end of most shows and hope you will just receive it however you receive a blessing as you're set on your way. Eyes closed, hands open, just smiling, just looking away, just kind of wondering what's going to be said. I hope your heart can receive it as we close our shows this way. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your very best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.